Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
The United States is committed to deepening, strengthening, and broadening its partnerships across Africa. Partnerships that benefit Africans and Americans alike, declared Secretary of State Antony Blinken in Cape Verde, his first stop in a four-nation tour of the continent. He hailed the solid economic partnership the U.S. shares with the Portuguese-speaking archipelago of around 500,000 people.
It is extraordinary that Cabo Verde is the first country to complete two Millennium Challenge Corporation compacts, and now you're starting to build a third one. I'm deeply honored that we were able, through one of the compacts, to make substantial investments in the port here of Praia, and that's had manifest benefits for the port.
With health and health security on the agenda for discussion, Secretary Blinken congratulated Cape Verde for achieving its malaria-free certification. He also lauded Cape Verde's political stability.
I have to also tell you that for the United States, Cabo Verde is truly a beacon of stability in the region at a time when there is more than our share of instability and challenge. And of course, that goes well beyond the region of West Africa. We see it in different parts of the world.
The United States has been proud to partner with Cape Verde on law enforcement and drug interdiction, seizing more than 30 tons of cocaine in recent years. Multilateral organizations like the Partnership for Atlantic Cooperation, where Cape Verde is playing a leading role, stand to benefit both the United States and Cape Verde. Secretary Blinken noted that Cape Verde's strength is in its commitment to peace, security, stability, and democracy.
And we want to leverage those strengths to the benefit of Cabo Verdeans, but also Americans, and in fact, the entire world.
So it's in that spirit that we're here, said Secretary Blinken. A spirit of partnership, a spirit of admiration for the work that you've done, and a determination to do even more together between the United States and Cape Verde.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.